In his makeshift studio in a garden in the impoverished Dakar suburb of Pekin, artist Biram Ndai is painting a city scene with heavy brown and gray hues. Ndai says his art is inspired by the many decaying walls of Dakar, the deteriorating remnants of grand colonial buildings. For him, the history of the walls, which are now crumbling and covered with flyers and graffiti, reflect the history and deterioration of Dakar. He says it is through the walls that he understands the life of the city. In his studio, he is surrounded by dozens of paintings, all in the same heavy colors, depicting gray ghetto scenes and indistinct figures. He says the figures depict the faceless, anonymous poor who struggle every day in the ghettos of Dakar. The population of Dakar is now over 2 million, having more than doubled in the last 3 decades. Ndai says that as the population of Dakar has ballooned and the city has rapidly expanded, the poor have been pushed to the outskirts and forgotten. Ibrahim Adara of Oxfam America says Dakar is struggling to keep pace with the mass influx of people.
You can see a lot of tension on land in Dakar. Land is a big issue because Dakar is a quiet island and it's very small comparatively to the population living within the city.
He says Dakar does not have a sufficient infrastructure to provide healthcare, education and water and sanitation facilities to the impoverished city suburbs.
You can see in a lot of suburb area in Dakar where people are getting, it's unbelievable but that's true, people are getting water from well, which is to me not acceptable.
The economist, Mubarak Low, says Dakar is now entering a new phase of its history, one in which the government is re-emerging and playing an active role in improving the city. He uses as an example the expansion of the Corniche, a main road that runs the length of Dakar along the coast.
Government wants to promote development of hotels and conference facilities all along the Corniche. You have also extension of the roads, not new roads, but just they used to be, say, two lines, making them four, building many bridges, and also lightening more the city to make it in a standard of the big metropole in the world.
He says these are good steps, but the basic needs such as sanitation and electricity must still be met.
You can build a new building, nice building, but if the jobs and the other investments do not follow, you will have a third world in a first world city.
The artist Ndai says that though the suburbs of Dakar are marked by poverty, they are also filled with color and creativity and may bring new life to Dakar. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.